This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
January 21st, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones, reporting from the ground in D.C. David Knight, the host of the David Knight Show, is about to host the Alex Jones broadcast coming up on the other side of this break. But I just wanted to state now, before I report to you at the bottom of the hour, live from the U.S. Capitol, that we are witnessing the entire globalist program reel from the fact that their entire operation was based on stealth and denying the very existence of their private, anti-human, corporate world government. Once their stealth is exposed, once their camouflage is removed, it is the beginning of the end for their system. They believe their only hope is divide and conquer, to divide the populations of the world against each other. Now, the problem is when they divide and brainwash the third world population against the West and weaponize them, they become a real threat, even though we love and care about those fellow humans. So there's a real balance to how we have to respond to this whole globalist program. We can't just accept the entire third world and submit to them and not have them adopt our culture if they want to come to the West, because we're loving and open and good. We have to realize that the West in many ways is superior, and that's why the global technocrats are trying to remove it, because the freedom-based Renaissance Western Christian model is so superior, people from the entire globe will end up wanting to adopt it instead of the globalist anti-human authoritarian model. So we're going to be here in D.C., myself, Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, and others, Harrison Smith, Rob Dew, rotating in and out for the next 2 weeks of the historic trial of the president. It should be done. Mitch McConnell has issued the guidelines by next Friday or next Monday. So we're talking about a week and a half, 2 weeks or so. This whole charade that they launched the House should be completely exposed and derailed. But they're going to pull a lot of shenanigans during this period, and they're already doing it. David Knight, myself, and others will lay that out coming up. But an important point, an important area to get to, is the fact that when the public shows up and is aware of what's going on, the globalists are powerless. Like we just saw in Virginia, and now that blew up in Governor Northam's face. Now he says that all the militarization and all the harassment and all the choking down the people into tiny spaces stopped there from being a crisis, when every expert we've talked to said that was tailor-made to cause a stampede or violence or a disaster. But it didn't work by the grace of God. Your prayers and everybody's action. But again, it shows we've got to have action on the ground. And there's a strange phenomenon. The more viewers and more traffic we have to InfoWars and Bandai Video, many times the less money we have coming in. I know a bunch of big sales just ended, but we have crippling low amounts of money coming in right now for the trajectory we need to keep InfoWars open for just the next year. So you see that we're delivering, you're delivering, we're fighting hard. So do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Especially those of you that have never done a purchase, step to the plate, get some great Wake of America coffee, get some high-quality fish oil, get some great Good Halogen X2, get some great Nootropic Brain Force, get some high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue or Super Silver. They're all there right now. And the good news is X2, the deep earth crystal iodine, the counter to fluoride, and you have to have it to live, and this is the best form of it, has been sold out for a while. It's back in stock, and out of the gates, it's 40% off. That's as low as I can go on it. X3 is 40% off. You can get free shipping when you get them together or separate. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. Please get in there and get your high-quality fish oil. It just came back in stock a few weeks ago, and it's set to sell out in a week or so. And please get the X2 that just came back into stock as well and experience it for yourself. But whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast, because that's how we're reaching so many people. And again, I thank you for your support, but I ask you all to take action question, especially those of you that have not done so monetarily. These are products you need, and you know you're betting on the right horse when you support InfoWars. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with David Knight on the other side. Again, take action now. InfoWars Store.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, January the 21st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be taking a look at what's going on in Washington. The impeachment show is ramping up, and the... This morning I saw on C-SPAN, I saw Jerry Nadler saying, there isn't any trial in America where you're not allowed to call witnesses, and so we should be allowed to call witnesses. And, I got to say, they impeached President Trump without any witnesses. Nobody saw anything. We had a lot of testimony from people who weren't there, who didn't hear anything, who didn't have any factual knowledge of it. But look, I don't know what country Jerry Nadler is talking about when he says you're not allowed to withhold witnesses in a trial. Everybody has that in a trial. I have covered one trial after the other by our corrupt Department of Justice where they did not allow people to call witnesses in their defense, where they actively hid exculpatory evidence. And you've got a situation going on right now in Washington State where they're trying to remove a popular 6-term Republican legislator there, Matt Shea. Why? Because they labeled him a domestic terrorist because he supports gun rights and he's a Christian. And it's quite frankly payback because he made sure that exculpatory evidence from a BLM, Bureau of Land Management whistleblower, was finally brought to light as the corrupt Department of Justice was covering up that evidence. So we're going to be talking about that. Alex Jones is going to be joining us later in this hour. And we'll be talking about what's going on in Washington live as this spectacle begins. We'll give you some context for that leading up to it as well. And we want to talk about the aftermath of what happened yesterday. You know, it's amazing how the media has suddenly, some of them, not all of them, but some of them have changed their tune quite quickly. We have USA Today has an article, says, the civil rights march of my life, quote unquote, thousands of pro-gun protesters, many of them heavily armed, rally peacefully in Richmond. Now, that's the headline right now. That was updated at 4:56 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. So 5 o'clock yesterday, they updated that and talked about it being a civil rights march, peaceful, even though people were heavily armed. But if you click, and I save this as a screenshot, guys, zoom in on that URL and show the URL. The URL of that actually says, Virginia gun rally protest draws national militias, fear of violence. That was the original headline, and you can still see it in their URL, because they were the ones who were stoking the fear unnecessarily. So we're going to talk about that, but first I want to talk about what President Trump is doing today. He's right now, he's in Davos, and he has spoken to the group there on the main stage while Greta Thunberg spoke before and after as a bookend. Now, what President Trump said on the main stage as she scornfully looked on, he said, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are false prophets. Seems to me like I remember something in the Mosaic Law about what you do to false prophets. I don't know how many decades a false prophet gets to false prophesy. President Trump laid it out. He said they are the heirs of yesterday's fortune tellers, soothsayers, astrologers. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 60s, mass starvation in the 70s, and an end of oil in the 90s. Well, President Trump got that exactly right, except for the last thing. I've got to say, he got that wrong. It was actually 1979. I've got the magazines. I bring them out on a regular basis to show people on my show in the morning. Here's Newsweek, July 16th, 1979. The energy crisis, a program for the 80s. And if you look at this, show this, guys. We've got a program for the 80s. You can see the gas pump there. Overgrown with kudzu or whatever it is. But here's the key thing, this graphic over here. Why we must act now. We've got 8.7 years of crude oil left, they said, in 1979. Only 8.7, middle of the 1980s. They have 10.7 years of natural gas left, but they've got 666 years of coal. Where'd they get that 666? I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, we were going to be out of crude oil by the middle of the 80s. By 1990, we were going to be out of natural gas. And the concern at the time was that we had to have energy. Now, the totalitarians don't want us to have energy. They want you to starve. They want to take away your food. They want to take away your car, your home. That's the program from every one of these Democrats. As they are competing with each other to hand out free money. I mean, literally handing out free money. They don't even try to hide it anymore. You know, back in the 20s and 30s, H.L. Mencken said an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. They're not even trying to hide that anymore. It's right out front. They're auctioning it off. Elizabeth Warren, $50,000 to everybody with a college loan. And I don't even have to get Congress to come in. I can do this through an executive order. Well, I don't know what she thinks gives her that authority. It certainly isn't in the Constitution. Ninth and Tenth Amendment make that pretty clear. But President Trump goes on. He says, these alarmists always demand the same thing. Absolute power to dominate, to transform and control every aspect of our lives. That's why I said yesterday they are totalitarians. The key aspect of totalitarianism has two components. Number one, no restrictions on central power. That is one of the reasons why I voted for President Trump, because I knew that he was going to push back against the people in Washington. And boy, that is the point at where the friction has begun. But first of all, no restrictions on central power. And the second thing is that they control every aspect of our lives, every detail of our lives under their control, and everything in Washington. As I've said, remember when we were young, some of us, used to hear the expression, hey, it's a free country, isn't it? And why are you making a federal case out of this? Well, now everything is a federal case, and literally a federal case, because not only has all power gone to Washington, which was the nightmare scenario of the founders of this country. They talked about consolidation and how they did not want to have what we call it centralization of power, central control. But they talked about it as consolidation. And so they made sure that with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, that you had power, made it very clear that if the central government has not been specifically given these any powers, they do not have them. They cannot assume them by using something like the General Welfare Clause or the Commerce Clause or something like that. No, no, no. You have to have it specifically granted to you. And within the Constitution, the design was to furthermore subdivide the power between the three branches of government, and now everybody goes to the Supreme Court. We have not only consolidation of power into Washington, but consolidation of power into the Supreme Court. Judicial tyranny is what we have. Judicial totalitarianism. They decide every detail of our lives from Washington. These nine political appointees. President Trump continued, we will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. Whoa, he used the L word. Not leftist, but liberty. I'm glad to see President Trump talking about liberty. It must be election time, because that's when people will talk about liberty. Hopefully it will not end after the election. But, you know, we look at the fraud of environmentalism. Zero Hedge points out that as Tesla is moving into Germany, going onto the turf of BMW and the giant Volkswagen, they've decided to put a battery factory in Germany. And, of course, they're cutting down thousands of trees, and the green people are not very happy about that. They were not very happy about the fact that Elon Musk was ticked off about the Porsche Taycan and how fast it was around the Nürburgring. So he sent over a modified Tesla, and he needed a supercharger. And he brought that over, and he ran it off of a noisy, very, very dirty diesel generator. And the neighbors were very upset about that. I said, that is the perfect image of the fraud of these battery electric vehicles. Absolutely. I don't know. You know, he's got the electric cars that continue to reignite time after time, just like a joke birthday candle. But it's okay. We need to shower cash on him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
TV show, not just me over here. I'm about to go. Everybody ask why my voice is like this. It's from 25 years of this.
USA! 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 USA!
All right, that was Alex Jones yesterday at the rally. And, of course, this is something, Lobby Day is something that's been held every single day since 2003. They've never had an incident, and they didn't have one yesterday. Surprise, surprise, we're telling everybody that. We're telling everybody that not only is Ralph Northam the only racist that was around there that everybody knows for sure is a racist, he's projecting his racism on other people, so is the media, calling the people there white supremacists and so forth. And then projecting his conspiracy theories of violence, because it's the Democrats who have been talking about confronting people with force to confiscate weapons that have been legal in this country for the entire 400 years that we have had Europeans here in this country and enshrined in our Constitution as a protected God-given right. So yesterday we had Coon Man and Antifa missing in action there. And I think the subtitle of that should be Domestic Terrorists Are a No-Show, because the real terrorists were Coon Man and the Antifa people. We did have one arrest, one 21-year-old girl, female, I guess 21 years old, you're not a girl anymore. But she was arrested because she refused to remove her mask multiple times. And I talked about that yesterday. I said, if he wants to make sure there's not going to be any violence, then discourage Antifa from showing up by telling them that there is an anti-mask law in Virginia, that it is a felony. And after they told her to remove it, and she maybe took it down and put it back up again or did not remove it, multiple times they did arrest her and charged her with a felony. And I imagine she is, based on what she did, wanting to wear masks and rebelling against police authority, because what we saw from the people there, they were chanting USA, they were singing the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, they were cleaning up the trash after the event. And these are people who are law-abiding citizens. As a matter of fact, they will go above and beyond. They even, most cases, they even go through the process to have concealed carry, which I don't believe is necessary. I would never go through that. I took all the classes for concealed carry, but I'm not going to ask permission from anyone to carry a firearm. I have the Constitution that lets me do that. I'm a firm believer in applying the Constitution and not turning my fundamental rights into a government-granted privilege. But these people are going above and beyond, and I understand that. As far as possible, try to be at peace with anybody, even when they don't have the authority to do something that they claim that they want to do. If you want to be at peace with them, fine, go ahead and do that. But understand that it does set a dangerous precedent. We have at InfoWars.com an article, Governor Ralph Northam is now suggesting that he saved Virginia from a volatile situation. No, he didn't. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned earlier in the program, USA Today changed their headline from Virginia gun rally protest draws militias and fear of violence. And you can still see that on the URL. If you click on this article in the URL, you can see the old headline up there. And it says, updated 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. They changed it to Civil Rights March of My Life, quote, thousands of pro-gun protesters, many of them heavily armed, rally peacefully in Richmond. They said this was a peaceful day to address our legislature. That's part of the First Amendment. They appeared to generate none of the violence feared by some state leaders, you know, like Ralph Northam. And I would say wasn't feared by them. They were fear mongers. Many demonstrators openly displayed military-style semi-automatic weapons. Some of them had signs that said, come and take it. And if they were the original signs, they would have a military-style cannon. Because that was what was on the flag here in Goliad in Texas. Yeah, Santa Ana, other tires. You want to take this military-style cannon? Come and take it if you can. It's all about the military. They want to talk about militias. The militias are not the problem. A standing army is the problem. People who think that citizens should not be able to defend themselves are the problem. We call them tyrants. Anyway, no, only one arrest. This 21-year-old female charged with one felony count of wearing a mask in public. But here's some other women who were there. Connie Stanley, 58, came to the rally with a group of women. She said where she lives, it could take police too long to respond if she calls 911. Well, that's true wherever you live. Because as we saw in that church shooting, it was over in about 6 or 8 seconds. As a woman, I feel like it's about protection. Well, that's right. Another individual said, you've got thousands of guns here and not a single bullet fired. I've said before this rally, every time I have been to a rally or a protest or whatever you want to call it, where people show up armed, it's always been a very peaceful rally. That's right. An armed society or assembly is a peaceful society or assembly. Because people don't start throwing punches. That's one of the reasons why Antifa didn't show up. One person said, today the sheer numbers here speak for itself. I hope our legislators will back off. Today was the civil rights march of my life. Now, when Ralph Northam took credit for saving Virginia, one of the things he said was, I will continue to listen to the voices of Virginians. That's not what he's doing. The Democrats have said now, openly said, Speaker of the House and others, we're moving forward with all this gun legislation. We don't care about tens of thousands of people. Law enforcement is admitting that it's 22,000, or the Virginia government that counted the people. I believe it was much more than that. And that was in spite of Northern using Northam. It could be Northern. I don't know, but no. Anyway, using this so-called threat of violence against everybody. Anybody shows up, there's going to be civil war in the streets. Don't show up. Using that to scare people away. Well, it didn't scare away these people. One individual said, whenever there's a large group like the one here carrying firearms about safety, we never have any problems. It's a sense of security, says. And that's exactly what it was. All right, we're going to be right back. We've got some more clips of what happened yesterday, and then Alex Jones is going to be joining us this hour to talk about the beginning of the impeachment hoax. Hashtag impeachment hoax.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. Because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. Very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen of Virginia, today you show your cowardly governor that he is not going to take away your rights. Today you show the corrupt Democrat Party they're not going to take away your rights.
But you guys are all out here to tell the truth. And you guys are out here filming, and you're going to tell your friends and family the truth about what happened in Virginia today. That hundreds of thousands of patriots showed up to stand up for their God-given rights and to let the corrupt governor of Virginia know you will not take away our firearms and you will not silence us.
See, there's a crowd there, and yet we have the AP saying, I was prepared to say, this is a gun control advocate that they quote, the Associated Press, just to push back on all of this. I was prepared to see a whole lot more people show up than actually did. Well, I don't think they could fit any more people there. So, and I think it's an indication that a lot of this rhetoric is bluster, quite frankly. It doesn't matter that virtually every county has declared itself in defiance of the Democrats' plans to remove the Second Amendment. That's just bluster. Doesn't matter that the sheriffs have said they're going to deputize people, that they're not going to enforce the law. It's just bluster. And you have Democrat lawmakers, including House Speaker Eileen Fillerkorn, a hyphenated female, and Senate Majority Leader Dick Sasslaw, told the AP the rally would not impact their plans to pass gun control measures, including universal background checks, which is universal gun registration, and one handgun purchase a month limit, and so forth and so on. That's why we have the clip. You know, we got Ralph Northam saying, I saved us all from violence, and I'm going to do it again by getting rid of the Second Amendment. No, he is trying to push us to a civil war. And folks, understand that these people want to destroy America. A civil war will empower them. Destroying this country, and if we allow them to push us into this left-right paradigm where we're going to mindlessly chant for one side or the other, it is going to be a civil war. We better pull back against this, and we better start unifying people on broader issues of liberty. The issue is liberty versus uncontrolled central government that comes over every detail of our life, and that means not just your guns, but your speech, your social media speech, not just the free press. It's about mandating vaccines for your kids, mandating vaccines for you. Broaden this out. We better understand how this works. And this is why people in the gun movement need to look at the medical marijuana movement, even the legalization of marijuana. I don't have to support the use or possession of something to oppose its prohibition. And if we understand how the unconstitutional UN war on drugs was shut down by state nullification in state after state. That is the key to taking back our freedom. It is nullification because the only other alternative is a civil war. That's why the Democrats are trying to push this so far up. And I see a lot of cool heads there at that rally. And I think they understand that the Democrats wanted a civil war. They would not give it to them. And we better not do that. We better start using the things that are available to us, jury nullification, nullification by our state officials, nullification by our state legislatures, nullification by our Constitution, and we better understand the first thing we need to nullify is judicial tyranny, telling us every aspect of our life. I mean, I've got an article here that was written by Robert Barnes, talking about how the Supreme Court is going to be looking at whether or not Montana can allow people to have a $150 in state tax credit if they give to a private school. Now, this is something that when I was working with the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, I proposed. We made this a part of our platform because we said we don't want to have charter schools. I don't want to run this stuff through the government. As a homeschooler, I told the homeschoolers, don't take any money from the government for your band or for your sport events or whatever. Because when you start going for free stuff, you lose your freedom and you don't want them controlling your life. That's what they want to do. They want to control every aspect of your life, and they want to burn down our society and our Constitution. They want a civil war. We're not going to give it to them. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
To determine the elections from within. For a foreign country to attempt such a thing on its own is bad enough. For an American president to deliberately solicit such a thing, to blackmail a foreign country with military assistance to help him win an election, is unimaginably worse. I can't imagine any other president doing this. Beyond that, for then the president to deny the right of Congress to conduct oversight, deny the right to investigate any of his activities, to say Article 2 of the Constitution gives him the right to, quote, do whatever he wants. We are staring down an erosion of the sacred democratic principles for which our founders fought a bloody war of independence. Such is the gravity of this historic moment.
Schumer said, I wonder if the House managers aren't a little more interested in political theater than in actually getting to the bottom of the facts.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was with the Clinton impeachment. They said that. Not today.
The Senate then must determine the rules of the trial. The Republican leader will offer an organizing resolution that outlines his plan for the rules of the trial. It is completely partisan. It was kept secret until the very eve of the trial. And now that it's public, it's very easy to see why. The McConnell rules seem to be designed by President Trump for President Trump. It asks the Senate to rush through as fast as possible and makes getting evidence as hard as possible. It could force presentations to take place at 2 or 3 in the morning so the American people won't see them. In short, the McConnell resolution will result in a rush trial with little evidence in the dark of night.
It's actually literally the same rules that they had for the Clinton impeachment.
If the president
we'll talk
is
about
so
that
confident
once he's
in his case,
finished filibustering here.
Leader McConnell is so confident the president did nothing wrong. Why don't they want the case to be presented in broad daylight? On something as important as impeachment, the McConnell resolution is nothing short of a national disgrace. This will go down, this resolution, as one of the darker moments in the Senate history. perhaps.
I guess his letter qualifies
adults.
Back in 1999 as now, one of the other Barker moments saying by the same standard. He doesn't have the same standard.
Then why did he change them in four important ways at minimum to all make the trial less transparent, less clear, and with less evidence? He said he wanted to get started in exactly the same way. It turns out, contrary to what the leader said, I'm amazed he could say it with a straight face, that the rules are the same as the Clinton rules. The rules are not even close to the Clinton rules. Unlike the Clinton rules, the McConnell resolution does not admit the record of the House impeachment proceedings into evidence. So Leader McConnell wants a trial with no existing evidence and no new evidence.
They didn't
trial
present any evidence. They didn't have any eyewitnesses.
It's a cover-up. Second, unlike the Clinton rules, the McConnell resolution limits presentation by the parties to 24 hours per side over only 2 days. We start at 1, 12 hours a day. We're at 1 a.m.
That's a big difference. Now, back with the Clinton, they had 3 days.
It'll be
that's
later.
A difference.
Leader McConnell wants to force the managers to make important parts of their case in the dark of night. Number three, unlike the Clinton rules, the McConnell resolution places an additional hurdle to get witnesses and documents by requiring a vote on whether such motions are even in order. If that vote fails, then no motions to subpoena witnesses and documents will be in order.
I don't want anyone on the other side to say, I'm going to vote no first
on witnesses.
This guy is just
a liar. But then later I'll determine it. If they vote for McConnell's resolution, they're making it far more difficult to vote in the future, later on in the trial. And finally, unlike the Clinton rules, the McConnell resolution allows a motion to dismiss at any time in the trial. So in short, contrary to what the leader said,
in the 1999 impeachment as well,
are not at all like the Clinton rules.
They're
the
exactly
Republican leader's
like
resolution is based neither in
he's
precedent nor in principle. It is driven by partisanship and the politics of the moment. Today, I'll be offering amendments to fix the many flaws in Leader McConnell's deeply unfair resolution and seek the witnesses and documents we've requested, beginning with an amendment to have the Senate subpoena White House documents. Let me be clear. These amendments are not dilatory. They only seek one thing, the truth. That means relevant documents. That means relevant witnesses. That's the only way to get a fair trial. And everyone in this body knows it. Each Senate impeachment trial in our history, all 15 that were brought to completion feature witnesses. Every single one. The witnesses we request are not Democrats. They're the president's own men. The documents are not Democratic documents. They're documents, period. We don't know if the evidence of the witnesses or the documents will be exculpatory to the president or incriminating. But we have an obligation, a solemn obligation, particularly now during this most deep and solemn part of our Constitution, to seek the truth and then let the chips fall where they may. My Republican colleagues have offered several explanations for opposing witnesses and documents at the start of the trial. None of them has much merit. Republicans have said we should deal with the question of witnesses later in the trial. Of course, it makes no sense to hear both sides present their case first and then afterward decide if the Senate should hear evidence. The evidence is supposed to inform arguments, not come after they're completed. Some Republicans have said the Senate should not go beyond the House record by calling any witnesses. But the Constitution gives the Senate the sole power to try impeachments, not the sole
power to
review.
Let's pause this for a second,
not
because, quite frankly, I can only listen to the lies of Chuck Schumer just so long. As I pointed out before, I know somebody who used to be on his staff, a son of a high school friend of my wife and her brother. And he's just like Chuck Schumer, let me tell you. Let's go back to 1999. Chuck Schumer's 1999 letter about impeachment. And as part of that, you know, what he said was, if we consider the impeachment of the president, it shakes me up that we're on the brink of removing a president, not because of a popular groundswell to remove him, not because of the magnitude of the wrongs that he's committed, but because conditions in the late 20th century America have made it possible for a small group of people who hate Bill Clinton, or in this case, President Trump, and made it hate his policies, that's the key thing, to very cleverly, very doggedly exploit the institutions of freedom that we hold dear and almost succeed in undoing him. It was lawfare that he's talking about, and that's what we're seeing in spades with this. He goes on to say, so they found Paula Jones. And whether or not she was truly wronged, we all knew that it was a politically motivated case. He does not mention Juanita Broderick. Doesn't mention Kathleen Willey. He doesn't mention all these other things that Ken Starr just glossed over. Whitewater, Cattlegate, so forth. Ken Starr, I imagine, was very, very concerned about the fact that he had to do something about the obvious objective violation of the law that was a perjury, where Bill Clinton, over the allegations of sexual harassment of Monica Lewinsky, committed perjury to cover up what he had done. That is an objective fact, and then he tried to obstruct that. But Chuck Schumer in 1999 went on, he said, you know, what Bill Clinton did was wrong and arrogant. We all agree. Did you really agree about that? But let's express some sympathy. He's an extraordinary but flawed individual who happened to sexually and violently assault many women, raping many of them. There's no question about that yet at this point, and yet we have nothing done because he is a Clinton. Now, as you heard Chuck Schumer say, now these are completely different rules. Let me tell you what happened in 1999. The managers presented their case over a period of 3 days, and there was a discussion of the facts and backgrounds of the case. They talked about the laws governing perjury and so forth. After that period of time, the defense had 3 days to talk about it. And then you had Robert Byrd, you know, the guy who was the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan or whatever. He was dearly loved by the Clintons, and now we know, because he moved to dismiss the charges. You know, he said, you can't have a motion to dismiss at any given time. Well, that's exactly what they did. Robert Byrd, the KKK guy, also known as a senator and friend of the Clintons, moved to dismiss. That was voted down. And we'll talk about the rest of this process when we come back. Alex Jones will be joining us from Washington. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.